Thank you, Lenny. I'd just like to point out one of the complexities of Israeli society. Lenny mentioned that one of the triumvirate that took over the Stern Group after Stern was killed became Prime Minister of Israel. A second is a leading ideologue of the settlers movement. And the third became a peace activist and head of the Israel-Soviet Friendship Society. I mean, it's a society riven by contradictions. Chaim whispered to me that it's a shame that Lenny didn't get a chance to read out from the newspaper column that was published in a Hebrew paper in the 30s and 40s, The Diary of a Fascist.
I have it in here.
Which is in there. We've been laughing while Lenny's been reading this because, yes, he's made a funny story of it. But when you think about it, it's not funny. It's not in the least funny. And for many of us, the reason that we are adamantly opposed to Zionism is, yes, because it's committing war crimes against the Palestinian people. Yes, because it's condemning Jews in the state of Israel to a life of insecurity and of danger. And yes, because, and Lenny didn't even go into some of the more atrocious things that Zionists did during the actual mass killing of Jews by the Nazis. But yes, because the Zionist movement ultimately said Jewish life outside the Middle East, outside Palestine, outside the land of Israel, is not worth saving. The first president of the State of Israel, Chaim Weizmann, referred to the Jews of Europe as human dust, not worth saving. And for many of us, the reason for our adamant opposition to Zionism is not only, though it is as well, seeing what it's doing for Palestinians and seeing that no, there cannot be any solution, any just solution and any lasting solution in the Middle East that doesn't undo the wrong that has been done by the Zionist movement for Palestinians, but also because we say if there is again an upsurge of hatred against Jews, the Zionists will not be the ones to protect us, but the ones to betray us. And it's, for me, certainly, it's an absolute fundamental of my whole political existence that Zionism is not just something I'm opposed to, it's my enemy. I think this is part of the reason why we're taking steps to establish an organization, Jews Against Zionism. It's not specifically an organization of Jews, it's an organization informed by and starting from concerns of Jews. An organization that will be in support of the Palestinian struggle, opposed to any attempt at a solution that divides the people and in favor of a solution that brings them together, probably through a unitary, democratic, and secular Palestine. Certainly through the dismantlement of the Zionist institutions in the State of Israel, that mean that in the State of Israel, for instance, over 90% of the land, by law, is for Jews only. There's no way that there can be peace and coexistence on this basis. Many of us in the proto group were involved in the Return Project 10-12 years ago, a statement, Jews against the Israeli law of return and for the Palestinian right to return. There are some issues of a magazine on the table there if people are interested, though the first one is completely out of print and unavailable. But certainly if anybody wants more information about the group, wants to join, wants to become active, please speak to one of us afterwards. Before opening it to discussion, just 2 points. One, as Lenny mentioned, his book is available for the first time in Britain it will be on the table over there at the end of the meeting, if anybody's interested. And it's a bombshell of a book. Do buy it, do get it.